Welcome back, my friends. Yes. No, we're talking about in the world of terminology of the radios, it's called a pregnant pause, a large unspoken blank segment in the show. They call it a pregnant pause if it goes for a certain. So we were talking about that. Chef Eric quite appropriately said it wasn't his fault.
That's it.
But, yeah, and look, notice that wonderful shade of red he's turning. I you know, the more I accomplish that, the more I feel. Oh, by the way, welcome back, my friends. We're a Chef and a Fat Man and Blue Collar Chefs. Always unconventional, but always a lot of fun. Great food, great recipes. I was talking to someone outside of Cutter's yesterday as we were sitting out on the beautiful deck in a 17-knot wind, 60-degree temperature. I'm not whining. It's a fact. And he listens to the show a lot. He said, you know, I've learned so much from you guys. And I said, like, what? And he started rolling off all these things. I'm going, wow, I've forgotten how much over the, now in our 15th season, we have really taught people a lot. I mean, we've taught a lot today about how to make tortillas. We learn how to pair cigars. We learn how to drink sociably and pair that. I mean, Chef Eric, this is truly an entertaining and very learning show.
I'm so glad. It's excellent. Well, we've pretty much finished off our risotto. What I did after I added in the... I only added about 3.5 cups of stock. But that's in there. And, again, added half a cup at a time. Then I went ahead and added in the shrimp back in. Which were par cooked, so now they'll finish off. And any, you know, any butter that was with them, just throw that in there with it. We've added in arugula, about 2 good handfuls of arugula, probably 2 cups. And then we've added in about 4 nice pieces of basil that I've chiffonaded, added that in as well. And remember, there's already the lemon that was in there at the very beginning. So now we're just sort of letting it set up now, letting that final juice absorb. I got the fire turned off so it doesn't overcook the rice, and we'll serve that up in just a moment. Oh, and I also added 4 ounces of Parmigiano Reggiano cheese to it.
Never forget the cheese.
Never forget the cheese. All right. So we were going to do venison sliders. Somebody didn't show up with the venison. So,
but I would never use names.
John?
Because John... Always dependable. Yeah. Usually is with the deer, with
yeah,
the venison.
Yeah. He must have had a good reason, so that's okay. He probably couldn't part with the venison.
No. Be nice.
Anyway, but I also had Johnsonville chorizo that I brought with me, and Kenny had brought with him some bacon. So
did he donate it?
He did.
And he donated it after or before you dissed Bud Light?
Oh, well, that was before, but, you know.
She's reaching for the receipt right now. Oh, Chef Eric, by the way. Yeah.
Yeah. Good luck getting that paid. As soon as I get my first paycheck, I'll pay you back.
Well, Kenny, forget about it.
So
you won't live long enough.
So I've got, what I did is I sort of fine diced the raw bacon into the chorizo.
Nice.
And this Johnsonville chorizo is not like the typical chorizo that you get in like a Mexican meat market or what
have you.
It doesn't
seem nearly as full of paprika.
Well, not as much paprika, but it's also a different consistency. This is a little bit more ground sausage-like, almost like an Italian sausage. So I figure it'll work well as a burger. So we're going to do some sliders.
Oh, nice.
And we'll start out with getting a good amount of coconut oil.
Coconut oil is ultimate, man. I mean, it's a little harder than just throwing oil in a pan, but it's so much better for you.
Well,
and you can get it just about anywhere now.
You know, yeah, I mean, I'm using the Kroger brand right now, but and I do use refined coconut oil for this application. And before I get people jumping on me, it's because refined coconut oil has a smoke point of 450 degrees. Whereas unrefined only has a smoke point at about 350. So
that's a whole 100 point, you know.
100 degree difference.
Yeah.
That's a big difference. Now, I'm also going to add into this a little bit more butter. And we'll just,
oh, God.
Well, because
coconut oil, butter,
Well, you know, think about, actually, there's different things, health benefits that the coconut oil and the butter both bring to you. And similar to sort of bulletproof coffee, if you're familiar with that, that uses actually both, like the Kerrygold.
Oh, I thought you were talking about community coffee.
No. Bulletproof. Should be. That should be the name.
Yes.
But actually, then that would mean that in New Orleans, people actually were only drinking it because...
not shooting it.
Not shooting it, yeah. Yeah, it's sad. It's sad. I'll tell you what. I was a mile away from where Will Smith was shot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we were on our way back from Shia. Yeah. And it happened in the Garden District there, in the Lower Garden District. So, anyway, all right, so we're melting this, and what we're going to do, since I don't have a Big Green Egg with me, I'm going to go ahead and make little hamburger patties out of these. So these are going to be about the size of...
a golf ball.
Kind of like a golf ball. Oh, there's the bottom of the thing. Get that out.
Yeah. There's your fiber you're throwing away.
Yeah, that's right. And...
can I take time to mention something here that's very important?
Yeah, about the size of a racquetball ball is what we're doing. Yes, go ahead.
Coming up in the month of May, we're going to be doing some incredible shows you don't want to miss. May the 3rd, which is a Tuesday, if you're anywhere near Cook's Warehouse in East Cobb, she is one of the most delightful and entertaining chefs we've ever worked with. Her name is Francine Bryson. Francine's claim to fame is she has won the National Pie Contest 5 times. And the very first time, she was in a double-wide trailer in Alabama, and she made this pie that when she brought it and competed against the best in the world, they laughed at her. 5 times later, they ain't laughing now. She is personable. The Alabama, just down home, hi, you know, welcome. You know, I have so much fun. In fact, we even let her take a call from her mother while we were on the air. And she had so much fun. She is just delightful. She's got some great cookbooks. She's going to be in person live. I believe it's 11 to 1, but check our website. The dates are up there. And Francine Bryson will be there on May the 3rd. And then May the 14th and 15th, which is that weekend, I'm not sure the dates, we'll be up in the North Georgia Mountain Fairgrounds for the awesome Georgia Mountain Egg Fest, which is huge. It is beautiful. It's right there on Lake Chattoog. It is absolutely awesome. Eggers from all over the country come to this thing. It's well worth the money. You can buy your eggs there if you want to. I mean, it's just a great time, and it's a great event. And then May the 17th, which is a Tuesday, I believe that's 11 to 1, Stephen Reichlin. Stephen Reichlin is considered the guru, the god of all gods when it comes to barbecuing of all types. He's written the definitive book called The Encyclopedia of Barbecue that every barbecue champion in the world goes to. He's got his new book out. The first printing was Wednesday. I got my copy Thursday, shipped to me. He's going to be there May 7th. He's going to be doing the cooking with Chef Eric, 4 of his recipes right out of the book. And if fortunate enough, call ahead to Big Green Egg Corporate Headquarters, a retail center. They're going to have tickets on sale for this. You won't want to miss it. You will learn so much. And it's very rare that you get a chance to meet this guy because he spends most of his time doing television and writing. So this is a chance we're actually going to meet and intermix with Steve Reichlin on May 17th. So we've got a big month of May coming up, Chef Eric.
It is. Yeah, I'm actually not going to be with you at the...
Francine Bryson.
At the North Georgia Mountain.
Oh, yeah, but for what reason?
Because my daughter will be graduating college at Samford University.
And your daughter is absolutely intelligent.
Awesome. She is. She does not take after her father. What can I say?
Oh, please.
All right, you're right. She does.
I didn't say that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You just didn't like
and
my false modesty.
And she happens to be beautiful, which does not take
that,
after her father.
Takes,
one
that,
out of two.
That
one,
one
out of two. It.
I will agree with. That is not me. But that may or may not have been her mom.
But if you get a chance to any 3 of those events or all 3, they're absolutely incredible. And it is a lot of fun, but you're going to get to meet some great celebrities. You're going to have a great chance to spend a wonderful weekend up in North Georgia. It's outside of Young Harris in Hiawassee. It is absolutely incredible.
All right, so last thing I'm going to do, I'm going to go ahead and now that the risotto has gotten a chance to sort of set up a little bit, let those starches develop, we're going to go ahead and plate it. And very simple plating. You've already got the great green from the arugula and the basil in there, and the shrimp is in there, so it's all set to go. Really nothing else to add, except I'm going to take a tablespoon of butter at the very end while it's still warm. And I'm just going to mix that in here at the very end. Gives us a little extra creaminess before we plate.
And, of course, we're using only the best butter in the world, Irish Kerrygold butter. It is absolutely amazing. When we come back, we're going to plate up the risotto, finish up the burgers, and hopefully we'll have a couple of minutes because our very special guest is here today, dropped in on us. Evan the Magnificent is here. About a play that he's actually producing, I guess producing, directing, and performing. And it has a little bit to do with Atlanta's histoire. So much more at Chef of the Fat Man live from Cutter's Cigar Emporium.